540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. Texans are cranking the AC today. KTVT-TV meteorologist Erin Moran in Fort Worth.
It's Cleburne feels like 116. Hillsboro feels like 117 degrees right now. This is excessive heat.
The cleanup is underway after tornadoes tore through parts of Mississippi last night. One person killed, almost two dozen injured. In Florence, Albert Cavalier.
All hell broke loose. And I had a window open and the air was just like it was just coming in. I shut the window and I just ran up into the bathroom and jumped into the tub.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. has no illusions about the challenges of managing its relationship with China. He spoke after meeting briefly today with China's president, says CBS's Natalie Brand.
Progress is hard. It takes time.
While Secretary Blinken said they both agree on the need to stabilize the relationship, China did not agree to move forward with reestablishing military-to-military communications.
I think that's an issue that we have to keep working on. It is very important that we restore those channels.
The two sides agreed to continue to talk, but differences remain on key issues from trade to Taiwan.
The Coast Guard is searching the Atlantic Ocean now for a missing submersible that brings people to see the wreckage of the Titanic. Retired British Navy Admiral Chris Perry.
He'll have some spare air and some in compressed bottles and things like that, which will enable it to do an emergency surfacing and also keep the occupants alive for some time, but it'll only last for so long. And the longer this goes on, of course, the more at risk the people inside that submersible are.
Juneteenth celebrations underway across America, says CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Sirens sounded in Hollywood, Florida, to mark the start of a Juneteenth parade. There were traditional marching bands and the untraditional. Hundreds braved the heat in Fort Worth, Texas for a freedom march. And a rainstorm in Knoxville, Tennessee couldn't stop a festive parade. All of the events to mark the day in 1865 when the last enslaved Americans were freed.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his forces have not lost any positions in their counteroffensive against Russian troops. More from CBS's Ian Lee.
The country is winning ground slowly, but painfully. Fought for by men like Yevgen.
What has this war been like for your children?
They're worried, he tells me.
What do you hope the future is like for your children?
Peace and freedom, he says.
Is that why you fight?
Yes.
The markets closed for the Juneteenth federal holiday. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Cudahy police lifted a shelter-in-place order this morning after officers thought they were being shot at. It was the sound of glass breaking and suspicious activity that led to their perception of being under fire. A home was identified, but no evidence of a crime was discovered. Last night, two men were fatally shot in separate incidents within a span of 90 minutes of each other in Milwaukee. The first shooting happened at about 9. Milwaukee police are currently investigating and no arrests have been made as of yet. Racine held theirs over the weekend. Milwaukee had theirs today. And Juneteenth events will continue through the week in some communities.
We welcome the commemoration of Juneteenth as a day of truthful reflection to honor the progress we have made, acknowledge how far we still have to go, and renew our commitment to building a shared community vision.
Racine Mayor Corey Mason made a Juneteenth proclamation at the most recent city council meeting. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, This is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your local business benefit from reaching thousands of radio listeners in the Metro Milwaukee area? Show your American pride by sponsoring a radio promo celebrating Independence Day, listing city firework displays, and honoring military veterans. If you're a key decision maker for your company and would like to learn more, email your name and number to Lindsay at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us. Happy Independence Day.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, it's a big Monday. Happy Juneteenth to the entire audience.
Oh, Crutey, happy Monday. Happy Juneteenth to you, my friend, Evan, working the board, our fair audience. Happy days indeed.
Dominic, I've got a fine guest here with me in Madison, Solidarity Realty Studios, WMDX, Mad Radio, and it's Civic Media's own Todd Alba. Todd the God, welcome to the to the greatest radio show ever, some it people is, say.
A lot of
high
people
expectations,
say.
Todd.
Well, believe me, I'm a lot of things. God is not one of them, gentlemen, but happy to be here
hey,
on Juneteenth.
If someone asks you if you are a God, you say yes.
High expectations.
Todd, here's the good news. Not you, not me, not Dom, none of us had to go to the GOP convention this weekend in La Crosse.
We did try.
We did ask.
Give it our best shot.
We sent them a check.
Right?
And they sent
that's
it back.
That's more than asking. That's like, here's money.
Apparently, the GOP doing so well, they don't need our money, Todd. Right.
I guess. I mean, they're behind in fundraising, behind Ben Wickler, the Democratic Party. But I went to between 1982 and 2009, I maybe missed three or four Republican state conventions in my life. But thankful that I didn't have to go to this one.
Well, Tom and I did not attend either. We were disinvited, as you were. But Todd, there wasn't even, you know, any viable U.S. Senate candidates. I mean, isn't this when you roll out your your big sticks, your thunder makers, your rain makers?
You mean Toxic Tom Tiffany is not a viable candidate? David Clark and his hat are not viable candidates? Come on.
Well, define viable.
Well, I'm tongue-in-cheek, obviously. No, I mean, they're in a world of hurt. I mean, they know that their ideas are not going to get them to 50 plus one. You look at their resolutions that were recommended by the resolutions committee.
Well, let's hold off on those just a minute.
It's terrible.
Let's talk just for a minute longer, and Tom, you can join if you care. They've got no viable candidates. And
let me interject, and I do care to join. Mark Jefferson, the executive director of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, told the Journal Sentinel this: I don't think anybody's fairly concerned about the timing thing, and we have some strong candidates looking at it. Strong candidates, according to Mark Jefferson, looking at running for Senate. So don't worry about it.
Jefferson not Mike Gallagher. Not Scott Walker. Who are these?
They did look at it, and they declined, but they looked at it.
The only strong candidate I see, Todd, is Tammy Baldwin. I'm calling her unbeatable Tammy Baldwin until at least the Republicans can roll out a candidate.
I was in politics to know. You never say that particularly, but certainly I don't see anybody, to use your word, viable on the Republican side right now.
Well, I'm not running her campaign. I can say whatever I want on the radio. I was pretty confident about Protasiewicz. I kind of tamped it down there. I want to make sure we encourage our friends to vote. But, of course, with the presidential year and, you know, Joe Biden, if he doesn't light him up, well, Tammy Baldwin probably will. Yeah. I'm very excited to have Tammy at the top of the ticket this year. I think we need a U.S. Senate race. It'll certainly keep the politics lively here in the state of Wisconsin. But no candidate, none of the big shots. Although, you know, you hear the same also-rans rolled out again. I see the Kevin Nicholson was bantered.
Judas Priest.
And former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, which, you know, I hadn't considered her prior for this U.S. Senate role. I think maybe on the sidelines for now, but who knows, maybe considering she'd be more viable than some of the names being bantered about. And the winner of the straw poll, Toxic Tom, 33%.
Oh, really?
Didn't Tiffany he win the straw poll?
I think so. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And number two was Dom's boy, Sheriff David A. Clark Jr.
It's pick sports and torch this time in America.
He had like 18%. I think like Kevin Nicholson was on that list and didn't see Clayfish, but she may not have been polled in that.
I'm not sure.
In the straw poll at the convention. And one other perhaps erroneous bit of reporting I would question. Did you know they said that Rebecca Clayfish endorsed Tim Michaels, but never campaigned with him? And that is not my understanding. There was no endorsement or campaigning.
I think you're right, Crudy. I don't remember, exactly for sure. I mean, she might have done
I'm
a
not close with Rebecca, but I know Joel pretty well. And I can just tell you, that family is still, still a little sore. Stung, you might say.
She might have done a perfunctory endorsement, and then I think they went on a big family vacation.
Don't
they?
Think
they
so.
Left. They left the state for a while. I think so. I'm not making that up.
Someone might have released someone from the campaign might have put something out there. But if you ask that family, there's no love Tim Michaels.
No love lost there. Toxic Tom Tiffany, congressman to you, Crudy. He said this on Saturday, according to the Journal Sentinel. In an ideal world, you pick a perfect candidate and they clear the field. And they're the sole candidate. You'd love to see that, but that's not always how it works. You think Tom is seeing himself as the perfect candidate? He goes on. The key thing is that whoever's running, they've got to figure out from the get-go, how are they going to fund their campaign after the primaries? You got to be able to answer that question.
Well, Tom would sell his soul, I have no doubt, but who's buying? Who's buying, Todd?
The hardline MAGA people, certainly. I mean, you look at the way he's been voting compared to Gallagher, and he's going after the right-wing MAGA crowd. He's going after the primary crowd, as you guys have talked about in other programs on Civic as well. It's the gerrymandered effect, right? And his congressional race is gerrymandered so that the primaries affect or go after the furthest to the right and the furthest to the left. And that's going to be the same way in a statewide race in the Republican primary. The furthest right will probably come out on top.
Speaking of the furthest right, we've just gotten some insight from a flight. Our pal, Maggie Dawn, is on the same flight with a rumpled-looking Congressman Glenn Grothman.
Glenn's always rumpled.
Glenn is a wrinkled shirt, man. I mean, let's just be real about this.
We're coming up on the 4th of July, and it's been a couple of years. But remember when Trump came on the 4th of July? Mm-hmm. And my daughter was flying into Mitchell. And, you know, they couldn't even do the fireworks on time, right? Because Trump had the airspace shut down. And it got later and later. And I'm waiting at Mitchell for my daughter. And finally she arrives. And she's coming from LA or her connecting flight. And as fate would have it, there's a rumpled-looking Glenn Grothman. And I did acknowledge him. He's been on the show probably six times, half dozen
times.
Been a while. And, I was polite. I introduced my daughter to the congressman. But what I found very, very interesting is the most Trumpiest congressman, Glenn Grothman, I believe by voting record, was the Trumpiest. Trump never learned how to say his name right. He was Grothman all the time, right? And yes. B, Trump.
Not that you, should really be one judging speaking people's names properly. Just for the record.
Hey, I bet you Tony Evers knows how to say my name. But two, Grossman didn't get to fly on Air Force One.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Not only did he not make the cut for Air Force One, because Trump was in the air, he was in a holding pattern indefinitely. He was really late, like 90 minutes late on his flight. And, you know, he looked it. He looked a little worse for wear. Here's my question. I was at the, and as were you, I saw you at the Democratic Party convention.
Yeah.
I've been to a lot of those. Dom, you know, generally goes, not this year. They got to do a Friday night affair for Dom to show up. But what I really care about is opponents for Glenn Grothman and Mike Gallagher. I think the Democrats need to at least round out the congressional field. And for the love of God, roll out an opponent to Glenn Grothman. And then next year's, I don't even know what next year. It's just presidential, I guess.
Yeah.
You got to have one against Grothman. You got to have one against Gallagher. Do you think the Democrats will do a better job of, you know, presenting a full flight of candidates, if you will?
I hope so. I mean, I know that Dr. Kristen Lierley, who is a guest on Up North News with Pat Kreitlow frequently, she has been bantered about as a possible candidate against Mike Gallagher. I think she'd make an outstanding candidate up there in Green Bay. I haven't heard anybody from Glenn Grothman. To me, unless we get better maps that once Janet Protasiewicz is on the Supreme Court, which we might, but to me, the bigger thing, rather than Glenn Grothman's seat, I want to see competitive races against people like Tony Kurtz in the State Assembly to take that guy out on the Joint Finance Committee. I want Democrats to have good legislative candidates in both the Assembly and the State Senate.
Well, the legislative races, unfortunately, on the Assembly and the Senate level, there's very few competitive seats. I mean, mostly they're around Brookfield, Waukesha. They're not out there in Richland County, are they?
Sure. I mean, Democrats had a great candidate in Chris Marion, not this last time, but the time before, sure, in Southwest Wisconsin. She was everything that you could tick off a great candidate in Southwest Wisconsin. And the Democrats didn't give her enough money for airtime. And Republicans dumped in all kinds of third-party money for Howard Markline and saved its rear end. Same thing over in the 3rd Congressional District. I mean, you have Brad Path.
Yeah.
And Democrats pulled out a month before the election on the national level, and Van Orton wins by, what, a 0.5% or something like that?
A little more than that. It was 3 or 4, but it was still
I think Democrats have done a great job, but they have certainly missed some opportunities in recent years.
Yeah, but Ben raises a lot of money.
He does. Hats off to him. I'm all for that. I'm just saying there is room for improvement.
I tease the Democratic Party. Because while they have been successful on a number of levels, of course I want to see rounded out flights of candidates. Mm. Our democracy deserves that, certainly on the congressional level, but every single seat, there's what, something like 72 seats on the ballot this year? Senators, they're on a 4-year term.
But look at Don Bayou, the guy that, or the woman that ran against Van Odel, or Dan Knodel. I mean, she almost won. Yeah. And that's in our district.
Habitus Senekin.
Yeah, she was a great candidate, and she almost pulled it off.
Almost. So close.
Hand grenades and horseshoes.
Oh,
not
man.
Quite.
Now, I've got a little real estate now in the 6 CD. Might have to move my permanent residence. I don't get many bills in the mail at the house anymore. They email them. So, you know, if Papa was a Rolling Stone, isn't home wherever he lays his head.
I think that's how it is. Or in a trailer park somewhere, like, you know, all the Republicans do it.
Trailer parks. Come back with us. Never trailer park trash. He's Todd the God Alba. Host at Civic Media. Catch him 1 to 3. Kind of warms him up for Matt, and then Matt warms him up for us. And you're going to stick around because, Todd, you're sticking around as well.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite, and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 a.m. WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 56 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 83. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 60. Dry with seasonal temperatures Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
We are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Your call is always welcome here, 844-967-2789. Our guest, Todd Alba, the Todd Alba Show, right here on the Civic Media Network. Todd, thanks for sticking around. I want to get to some of the resolutions that came out of the Wisconsin GOP convention, but I want to get this out there before we attack that one from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Apparently, Robin Voss, he continued his attacks on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts at State's public university. Very DeSantis of him.
Give him the quote, Tom. Give him the quote.
It says he's embarrassed to be a University of Wisconsin system alumnus because of it. Here's the quote from Speaker Robin Voss. This is probably, to me, the single most important issue that we are facing as a people, as a nation, and as really humanity. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said in remarks at the State Republican Party convention. Yeah, yeah, that's it. Voss of Rochester relabeled the DEI acronym Division, Exclusion, and Indoctrination, and suggested the UW system, and in particular Madison, puts an outsized emphasis on diversity efforts, which he sees as a waste of taxpayer money and source of racial division.
So if I understand this, the greatest crime against humanity is the fact that Robin Voss can't use the N-word out loud.
Basically, yes. How very first world of him. I mean, really, how dramatic? Are you kidding me? Literally, humanity? This is the greatest thing we're facing as humanity, Tom. Todd, sorry.
Tom, I just don't call me late for dinner. You know, that's,
don't forget, Todd rhymes with God.
No, good Todd, Lord. God. Don't say that. Here's my favorite part of the quote, Dom and Crudy. At the end, he tweeted this. He says, DEI is the new religion of the left. They don't go to church on Sunday, but they have no problem using taxpayer money to evangelize on every college campus across the state. We have to stop, put our foot down, and not allow it to continue. Well, first of all, it sounds a little anti-Semitic, but in case Robin doesn't know, Jewish people go to temple on Saturday, so that's number one. And also just so interesting that he talks about this evangelizing and Christianity. I wonder if what the women at the Republican Women Prayer Breakfast on Sunday in La Crosse thought of Robin Voss when he walked in, not with wife number one, not with wife number two, but with wife number three. And I was around the Capitol during the Walker years when he used to be going to quote-unquote political strategy sessions with then-Representative Lichkin and Jeremy the Segway Boy. Remember him? Jeremy would follow, the Segway Boy would follow Voss and Lichkin around and videotape it, and it would absolutely outrage Voss. Here's the thing, guys. I am no moral purist. I am not the personification of character. But you know what I try really hard not to be? A hypocrite. And when you start bringing up religion and veiling this and Christianity, and then you're, I mean, Mark Pulcannon, his husband, used to go to dinner with Robin Voss and I think his second wife. But guess what? The hetero couple had an affair and broke up. The gay couple is still together and happy. You know, who's the immoral one in this state? That it's the hypocrisy, right, guys, that ticks me off.
What about the what do you call them? The
resolutions?
The resolutions, yeah. Yes. What about the abortion resolution? What these Republicans certainly must have learned their lesson from the loss of a couple of straight elections since the Dobbs decision, the overturning, yeah, of Roe v. Wade. So as a party, they've evolved on this issue, right?
You think so, Critty. You think so, Critty and Dom. I've got my hot little hands, the 2023 Republican Party of Wisconsin proposed resolutions. And here is a copy of resolution 2023-28, Sanctity of Human Life. And this passed in La Crosse this weekend. I'll simply skip down to the be it further resolved part. Be it further resolved, the state of Wisconsin and local government enforce Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law, which bans abortion everywhere in Wisconsin, including, get this, at the University of Wisconsin and all its satellite locations, and the research and or use of embryonic stem cells and aborted fetal tissue are prohibited. And then it goes on to basically say that an unborn baby wants to be a legal personhood so they can skip over the federal stuff. I mean, I went to UW-Richland, the two-year campus out in southwest Wisconsin. I don't remember any backroom abortion clinics in the bio lab at Richland Center. I mean, these people are crazy. And this was my party up until 2011 when I left it. I mean, I'm telling you guys, they have hijacked the Republican Party label. They aren't any more Republican than, you know, I can't even think of an analogy. They have completely left the principles of the founding of the Republican Party.
And besmirched the beautiful city of La Crosse by GOP conventioning there on the riverside.
It's a sad day. I mean, it's for someone who grew up thinking of better government is smaller government, personal responsibility, local control. And again, I'm not here to defend Tommy Thompson as the one-all be-all. But you know what? I remember the convention, Republican convention, I think it was 92 or 94 in Green Bay. I was in the room. And a reporter said, Governor Thompson, what's your standing on abortion? Here was his answer, paraphrased. He said, you know, as a practicing Catholic, I believe in the sanctity of human life. That's my personal opinion, and that's the stand of our party. But I respect other people's opinion. Next question. That was it. He had an opinion. That's fine. But they didn't go on and on about this. And the thing is, Critty,
they didn't resolve to uphold the 1849 abortion ban at Tommy's convention?
Not the 1849.
The good old days.
I mean, maybe at pro-life, but not, I don't think, I could stand corrected, but I don't think the 1849 abortion ban. But they don't talk about issues that get 50 plus 1% of the vote. And I think if you look at, you know, my old friend Brian Schimming, the chair of the Republican Party, he was trying to get them to change on voting. And they have these resolutions in here again, completely contrary to what the chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party is trying to sell, which is he's in favor now of early voting, in favor of absentee voting. And the delegates have a resolution that are saying we don't want kids or any college students to vote on college campuses, trying to suppress voting in this state.
Again, still.
Yeah, still, Dom. Still, to your point.
I heard.
Well, if those kids on campus would just vote Republican, right. We wouldn't be having this conversation.
You know, they were considering a resolution to roll back the Emancipation Proclamation. They had to table it for now, but.
For now.
Strongly considered. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Thank you, Todd Alba. Tune in. Thanks, for guys. Him, 1 to 3, across the Civic Media Network. Thank you, Todd the God Alba.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, guys.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief, there are extreme heat warnings up in Texas today. It may reach 100 in humid Houston. One person's died, as many as 24 have been injured after multiple tornadoes tore through Mississippi yesterday. In the town of Florence, Alfred Cavalier rode out the twister in his bathtub.
Hey, it's nothing to play with. If they tell you where to take shelter, do that. That's all I can say.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing today.
I stress that direct engagement and sustained communication at senior levels
is the best way to responsibly manage our differences and ensure that competition does not veer into conflict.
China refused a U.S. request to resume communications between the two countries' militaries. The Coast Guard is looking for a five-person submersible at this hour, says CBS's Nikki Batiste.
The sub was exploring the wreckage of the Titanic. The sub went missing in the Atlantic Ocean near Canada.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. A plea offer was denied by the alleged gang member that shot a Racine Case High School student near the school campus in September. A jury trial for two counts of attempted homicide is now set in November for Tyrese Love. The 16-year-old Case High School football player was shot across the street from the school in the Delta Hotel parking lot. In Illinois, it's a DUI, and a bus driver for a major league team was charged with it late last week. Jimmy Casca has more.
A contracted bus driver responsible for transporting the Pittsburgh Pirates to Milwaukee for their series against the Brewers was arrested for driving under the influence late last week. Illinois State Police intervened and stopped the bus on Interstate 94 in Chicago due to erratic driving and signs of impairment.
A picture of the missing 30-year-old woman from Milwaukee is on the police department's social media pages. Officials say Shomari Garden is critically missing. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station. Station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Big Monday edition. Happy Juneteenth to everyone except for you, Robin Voss. thank you, Todd the God Alba. Now, why would you mind that moniker? Maybe he's a God-fearing man. He's afraid.
Maybe,
he's
maybe. If you're God-fearing, probably don't want to be called God. I think if there is a God, God wouldn't like that so much. But yeah, I don't mind. But my name doesn't rhyme with God. But you can just assume it.
Eric Hoadvey, the Laguna Beach multi-millionaire businessman considering a U.S. Senate run. I don't know if you saw the photo at the Journal Sentinel.
Not a great photo.
Not a great photo. I mean, this guy has got a 1970s porn stash.
Oh, I love the stash, man. Come on. Come 70s on. Are back, baby. Have you seen the Cadillac?
I mean, that looks like something Magnum was sporting back in 1982, dude. Not only is Hoadvey sporting porn stash, he's licking the porn stash on the front page of the Digital Journal Sentinel section. That would not be my campaign photo. You know, you wonder what he had for
you. I get it. You, I mean, literally, man, you wear a goatee, man, right? I mean,
well, top and bottom, man. That,
well, yeah, I got it. I got it. But it seems kind of like, I don't know, 90s. I mean, that's an old fashioned. You and Chuck Todd, man, with the goatees, man. So, I mean, how are you going to knock a guy's mustache? You have a goatee.
Well, I don't wear a big, bushy porn stash, dude. And if I had good hair, I probably wouldn't need the facial hair. I'm just trying to balance the baldness a little here.
You could do a full beard, right? I mean, you could, you know.
Full-ish.
Or you could just, you know, do the porn stash, man. Just cut that, you know, take away the goatee. I'm just saying.
I don't like that look.
But his facial hair isn't as cool as your facial hair is what you're telling
That's
me.
That's what I'm implying.
I don't know, man.
That's he's got better cool bangs. Question. No doubt he's got better bangs. But you see me walking around licking my mustache? Time to trim the mustache.
Or just, you know, wash up after dinner. But maybe he got a little beer foam in there. Maybe he's holding a cup in his hand. My understanding, he, Hovde, hold at like 8%. 8% he's getting.
A self-funder. He's their favorite kind, Dom, because he's rich. A self-funder. Anyways, Dom, I want to turn our attention back just for a minute to Robin Voss and some of the statements he made.
Yeah.
The I'm going to quote him again. This is what he said Saturday at the State Republican Party Convention. And you can join us here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show Mondays. We take participants at 844-967-2789. Once upon a time, then State Senator Glenn Grothman, I was questioning him on a topic, and Glenn turned to me and accused me sort of in a lispy fashion of being a little racist.
You were the one being racist.
He thought so, because I was bringing some anti-black Republican policy, well, apparently the acknowledgement of the color of someone's skin. Or the Juneteenth holiday makes one a little racist. Well, there's very little question when Robin Voss says things like this. This is probably, to me, the single most important issue there is facing as a people, as a nation, and really humanity. What, diversity education on college campuses?
Yeah, don't forget inclusion. I mean, you know, diversity education, inclusion, oh my God. This is a crime against humanity.
Voss of Rochester, again, you read this, but I'm going to repeat it, relabeled the DEI acronym division, exclusion, and indoctrination. What is it? The bad ideas just aren't winning over the college kids like they used to, Robin? What precisely is the problem here? I mean, are you telling me that the biggest problem we have as a society is some sort of perceived reverse racism, talking about, you know, bad policies or systematic racism somehow makes white people feel bad?
Historical policies that are part of this culture that are still, you know, part of our systemic racism, if you believe in such a thing. Yes, diversity, equity, these are terrible things. Inclusion, according to Robin Voss, those are the things that are humanity's greatest peril. I mean, literally, this came out of his mouth. And I cannot possibly believe that Robin Voss believes that, but that's what he said. That's what he said. Not gun violence, not climate change, not abortion, nothing else. This is the most important factor as a people, as a country, as humanity. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, and the recognition thereof, and the efforts to include and identify and appreciate and educate people on this. I mean, Juneteenth, right? The second Independence Day. Well, they're losing their mind over a federal holiday. This is a couple of years ago signed by Biden. They don't like that. Hell, what did Charlie Kirk call BLM today? Not Black Lives Matter.
Burning, looting, and murder, of course.
Yes.
A little bit more from Wisconsin, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Again, here, he apparently on a panel discussion is quoting a professor. This is not his words per se, but he is a graduate of UW-Whitewater, 1991. The overt racism, the overt exclusion, the overt indoctrination is so deep inside the UW system. I am embarrassed to be an alumni. We got to fix that. Voss's comments were the latest in a rift with Democrats in the UW system that has led to a standoff over a portion of the state's budget. Now, Democratic Governor Tony Evers proposed a $305 million budget increase for the UW system, but Voss is seeking a cut of at least $32 million in the system's budget, largely in an effort to eliminate the DEI programming, inclusionary programming. Now, Evers told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel last week that he would veto a budget that contained a $32 million cut in the UW system at a time when the state has a $7 billion surplus. That's like 7,000 millions. And you're cutting back 32 of them to make some sort of racist political point. But Voss later countered by suggesting the budget cut could go deeper. I'd stick it to you worse than that, he claims. UW System President Jay Rothman, meanwhile, has talked about the importance of diversity, equity, and inclusion programming on campuses. Diversity offices, some argue, help recruit students at a time of declining enrollment and foster a sense of belonging for those who have historically been discriminated against in higher education. I don't think they mean white dudes like Robin Voss. In a lengthy Twitter thread Friday afternoon, Rothman addressed the proposed UW system budget cut without mentioning the DEI efforts. The UW system exists to help the state of Wisconsin. I've been a resident of Wisconsin my entire life. Shrinking our budget when we need to invest in Wisconsin talent to win the war for talent would have serious consequences. And then, of course, that statement. I know you read it once, but I'm going to be redundant and read it again. Robin Voss, DEI is the new religion of the left. They don't go to church on Sunday, but they have no problem using taxpayer dollars to evangelize on every college campus across the state. We have to stop, put our foot down, and not allow it to continue. You know, make America great again, Dom.
It's evangelize. I mean, they can't even help but use these religious terms and to address, to have a proactive effort to address the lack of diversity, the lack of equity, the lack of inclusion. I mean, these guys act like, this never happened. Slavery never happened. Literally, Juneteenth is today, right? I mean, what slavery came to this country in what, 1619? 1776, of course, the American independence, Juneteenth, 1865. Does that sound right? So when America celebrated her independence from King George, our African-American brothers and sisters, they didn't get to celebrate that. Like literally after the war, they had to send troops down to what, Galveston? Hey, you're really, really free now. They didn't let them go willingly. This is barely over 100 years ago. This is not ancient history. And we still feel the ramifications of that today. And it doesn't help when guys like Robin Voss, who I cannot imagine, truly believes that this is the most important issue facing humanity. Can't believe that, but that's what he said, that this is the hill he's going to die on.
Well, they actually wanted to do reapportionment with 3/5 of the black people.
Was that another resolution?
That was the thought process. You know, if you got to do what you got to do to win some elections.
Allegedly. I mean, I haven't seen it.
I don't know what's in between his ears, Dom.
We cannot possibly speculate the motivation, but we can certainly articulate what he says. And literally the dude said, diversity, equity, and inclusion is the greatest, most important issue facing humanity. What an ass.
844-967-2789. Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom. Welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Yeah. I just got in the car, turned on the radio, listened to the Devil's Advocates, and heard you talking about Robin Voss. So I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. So I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. So I turned on the Devil's Advocates, and I said, yeah, this is the story we're talking about here. Maybe you can, you know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocates. So no response from it, but, you know, if you want to go talk to Robin Voss, definitely I suggest all the listeners do that, especially today. Just wish him and Glenn Grothman and some of those other guys a happy Juneteenth.
Well, I'm sure it'd make him warm and fuzzy on the inside, Tom. You know, they can hear us all across Robin Voss's district in Mount Pleasant. We're now playing out on WRJN, the Heritage Station, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. You know, I hope he can hear me now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. At least his staff can, because I've definitely noticed that his staff has no idea what anyone's talking about when they call up with questions about anything that Robin Voss is advocating for or being against.
But did he take a meeting with Jeffrey Clark just last year when Clark came as a agent of Donald Trump still trying to overturn the 2020 election? April of 22, I believe it was. And Robin Voss entertained him at his office and entertained the ludicrous request that he would make that they overturn the outcome of an election 2 years in the history books. Robin Voss, well he takes certain visitors, if you know what I'm saying, Tom.
Well, it's got to be tough, you know, once you get that private jet, you know, ride from Donald Trump and you think you're really going somewhere, and then you see all the MAGA stuff just crumbling. You know, what's he going to do except try to be a mini Donald or something?
Well, and that's exactly it, Tom, and that's why, you know, he says these asinine things, and thank you for the call.
Am I pretty close on the Jeffrey Clark coming and trying to overturn?
I kind of remember. But, of course, Robin Voss, just like the other MAGAs, I mean, or other MAGAs, I mean, if you act like a MAGA and project MAGA, pretty soon you're MAGA, right? You are what you act, man. You are who you hang out with, and Robin Voss, you are MAGA. And he's trying to sell that to the MAGA. Of course, this is the Wisconsin GOP MAGA convention, and he's saying these things to keep, what, the base riled up? Because you're not going to get anywhere on abortion. That's already locked in. But, boy, if you can get people wound up over DEI, I mean, what another way to split people, another way to divide the electorate. There's a culture issue we can all get behind. You know, what about the old days? What about taxes? You know what I mean? Like, you can talk about these things. But on Juneteenth, if you don't recognize that we are still, you know, not equitable here in this country, and that we still have systemic racism, I mean, the very fact that African Americans in this country really weren't freed in 1776, you know, there's history there. There's residual there. And it's a lot, and it's impactful. And by ignoring it, not addressing it, just to what? Shake up your voters just to motivate the MAGA base? That's pretty gutter politics. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789. Come back. More of your call. Dream of
up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite, and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 56 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 83 tomorrow. Bright sunshine expected. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 60. Dry with seasonal temperatures Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I want to be. A walking study.
The Devil's Advocates. Radio for the 99%.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Glad you could make it. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I mischaracterized Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss as having met with an agent of Donald Trump, Jeffrey Clark, still trying to overturn the election in April of 2022. I'd like to correct the record at this time. It wasn't Clark. It was John Eastman.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the clarification.
Rolling Stone reports January 6th architect John Eastman is still plotting to overturn the 2020 election. This published April 11th of last year, 2022, 2 years plus, right? The conservative lawyer who wrote several memos arguing that then Vice President Mike Pence could stop the certification of Joe Biden's victory on January 6th isn't done fighting to block the election result. ABC News reported on Monday, again, this from April of 22, that Eastman gave a private briefing to the Speaker of the Wisconsin Legislature in March, that's Robin Voss, and reportedly made the case for decertifying Biden's 2020 victory in the state. A conservative activist named Jefferson Davis, who attended the briefing, told ABC that Eastman pressed Wisconsin Speaker Robin Voss to reclaim Biden's electors and commit to, and here's the quote, either a do-over or having a new slate of electors seated that would declare someone else the winner. So what the voters voted for?
I mean, we don't need no stinking democracy.
A little bit more here, Dom. Eastman's closed-door meeting with Wisconsin Republicans wasn't the first time he fueled the far-right push to throw out the battleground state's 2020 election results. As Rolling Stone first reported in February, Eastman wrote an 8-page memo to State Rep. Tim Ramjam Rantham, arguing the legislature could toss out the election results if there was acknowledged illegality in the vote count, which there was not. Anyways, legal experts have said it's impossible to decertify the last election and pull back the electors won by Biden, as the Wisconsin Legislative Council concluded last year, is that the WEC, there is no mechanism in state or federal law for the legislature to reverse certified votes cast by the Electoral College and counted by Congress. That doesn't stop Eastman from trying.
Doesn't stop Robin Voss from taking the meeting.
Doesn't stop Tim Ramjam Rantham for you know, promoting and pushing that,
along with several other Wisconsin Republicans. And hell, I mean, to my understanding, this gathering in La Crosse this weekend, those GOP faithful, man, they still think to this day that, you know, Trump had the election stolen from him. I mean, literally, that's what they believe. And I'm the atheist on the panel, Crudy. I think there's more physical evidence to the existence of Jesus Christ than there was that Donald Trump got the election stolen from him. I mean, what are you talking about? What is your proof? What is your example? Certainly not the cases that you lost. So what? Because Donald Trump told you? I wouldn't take that to the bank, Republican megas.
You got to have faith, Tom.
Faith.
848. What number are we?
844. 967.
2789. Scott on the trail. Welcome, Scott. What do you got for us?
Hey, Scott.
Hello, gentlemen. Happy night, Juneteenth Day.
Right on to you too, man.
I'd like to thank Sage for finally getting an Android version of the new app. It's fantastic. And next, I do have a grievance. Crudy, it's with you. I've got old bumper stickers on the back of my car, and they haven't been covered up by new bumper stickers for your radio station, and I really need you to do something about that.
Scott, I wish I controlled the swag output around this joint. We would have swag for all. Sorry, man, you got kind of a bad cell connection. It sounds like you're out walking the trails or something.
Out riding the trails. Sounds pretty windy out there. Thank you for the call, Scott. Yeah. The new shiny new app has been updated for the Google operating system.
People are taking notice.
Yeah, it's cool. Good stuff. Great app. Make sure you check it out at your app store.
Both Jeff and Kuchka also noted the Ukrainian, right? I have already been an early adopter of the new app, the Civic Media app. It's shiny, it's new, it's better. Shuts off less, plays through. You can text us in real time. We get the text right on my little screen here, Dom. It's so convenient for me. I actually read the text now.
Well, you can actually, there's a call button on there too, right? You hit the button and it'll call in.
Yeah, you don't even have to hear for the phone number. That's why I've stopped remembering it. You know, 844-967-2789. If you had the app, Mark, you wouldn't even have to memorize the phone number. How you doing? Mark from the SAC. Welcome back.
Hey, Mark.
Do you want to say I got you on speed dial anyway? So
nice.
It's just ridiculous.
Are we number one on your speed dial?
You're pretty close.
You remember growing up, like where you placed in somebody's speed dial lineup kind of told you where you were in their heart? If you weren't on page one of their speed dial, oh, man, you know, you had to break up with the girl.
You know, it's ridiculous. That I promised my mom that I'd always believe in dragons when she got done singing Puff the Magic Dragon to me. And in some way, I believe in the spirit of that. But these Republicans are just ridiculous. I mean, that they've ignored their oath to the Constitution of the United States by their resolution about they were going to choose the electors when the 14th Amendment Section 2 clearly points out that the electorate chooses the electors, not the legislators. And I'm confused on what the penalties are supposed to be if they ignore that. But I have to ask Maggie or Jim Santel what that actually means in the second portion of that, the second section two of that. But I mean, for Robin Voss, does he not believe in covenant marriage that the Republicans are pimping these days?
Mark, you know, we're all sinners, Mark. You just go and ask for forgiveness and you do it all over again.
I don't know that Robin Voss ever really held up the covenant of marriage, at least when he moved from one to two to three. I bet
that's weird how Robin Voss's marriage absolutely has zero effect on my ability to marry whom I want, whomever I want, right? So why do they give a damn who anybody else marries?
I bet he gets to five, Dom. What do you think? He's like
five?
He'll be like the Jackson family.
Oh, come on. It's true love now, man. I'm sure.
Come back with us if you really love us. Someone did text us out on the brand new app, WMDX. They just texted, I heart you Devils.
Oh, we heart you back.
Exactly. Come back with us. More Devils Advocates, the happier happy hour. Do you know that the FBI tried to open an investigation on Donald Trump? And we're blocked for over a year, Don. No wonder why the guy hasn't been freaking indicted yet.
It is political. It was political on the Dem side because they didn't want to look too political going after the obvious crimes right in front of you. So you're not political? Washington Post has a big piece on that. We'll get to that in the next hour.
Trumplandia. Hour two is next.
Yeah. Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
If you're searching for top-notch electrical service for your commercial or industrial property, connect with Curran Electric in Wauwatosa. Curran Electric offers a wide array of electrical services to clients in Milwaukee and the surrounding areas. Celebrating 40 years of energizing and illuminating lives in southeastern Wisconsin, their dedicated team of superheroes can help with everything from parking lot lighting upgrades to office and business LED conversions, EV chargers to service upgrades. Call 262-295-2815 or log on to callcurrent.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.